Hey there, come on in. It's time for Right Club. The first rule of Right Club is we don't talk about Right Club, but for you, we're breaking the rule.
Hey, I've got some news. Do you remember in the New Year's Day episode 7, we talked about entering competitions and a few of us said we were going to enter competitions? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Well, I said I was going to enter, but I haven't actually entered any yet. Have
no,
you, Nicola?
Me.
No, there you go.
Been too busy with this podcast.
What about you, Teresa? Have you entered any?
Well, Steph, funny you should say that. You may remember you told us about the Daily Telegraph Just Back travel writing competition.
I did.
And I thought, do you know, I'll just have a go at that. And lo and behold, I won.
Well done.
A really exciting start to the year, and I feel really motivated to enter more competitions.
Good for you.
Forget the novel, just enter competitions.
Good for you. Are you going to read us what you wrote then?
Okay, so I wrote a piece about New Year's Eve in the Mani in Greece, and the Telegraph, they edited it a bit, which is fine, and they gave it the title Singing, Dancing and the Smell of Gunpowder. We'll just go back to the old ways, said the young man giving us a lift, talking about the financial crisis. Here in the Mani, we've always been bandits and pirates. I have guns at my house. I'll defend what's mine. I've got a Kalashnikov. I remembered the restored war tower we visited on this part of mainland Greece a few days ago. With its polished wood floors, safety banisters and no furniture, it lacked atmosphere. I tried hard to imagine what it must have been like when 5 or 6 families crammed in, besieged and at war with their neighbours. Luckily, we don't fight so much these days, our guide said, because now we all have Kalashnikovs. I'm glad to be out of the car. A huge moon is rising and there is a smell of wood smoke beckoning. In the Cafeneo, the stove is glowing. A TV game show competes with loud voices. We drink the large tumblers of wine known locally as grandads. A teenage girl is playing cards with some older men. She's giving them hell. My Greek is not good enough to know if she thinks they've been cheating, but whatever it is, she's not putting up with it. At the next table, a more serious game of backgammon is being played. Outside, boys of all ages throw bangers at the ground and jeer at anyone who jumps. Some children in Santa hats come in to sing. Everyone pays attention. The biggest boy carries an olive branch taller than himself, which keeps straying into his 3-year-old sister's face. She gamely continues dinging her triangle and shouting the words. Everyone applauds and gives them money. By 9 o'clock, the older men are getting up, leaving behind their contribution to the smoky atmosphere. The TV is off and Greek party music is being played through a laptop. By 11, it's a younger, livelier crowd. At 12, we all stand outside to watch the fireworks going off in the churchyard. Someone fires a shotgun. It's passed around the men, and boys as young as 12 are given instruction and allowed to shoot it. Then I hear rapid fire beside me. Time to go inside. We kiss and exchange wishes for a good year. The party moves into top gear. Young women in high-heeled boots dance the hasabiko with virtuosity and increasing speed in the tiny space between the tables. The shots of raki keep coming, and everyone must take their turn on the dance floor. When not dancing, those who know the words sing along, and everyone claps in time. By 3 o'clock, I'm defeated. Music and laughter trail behind us as we stumble down the little alley, kicking through shotgun cartridges and dead fireworks, the smell of gunpowder haunting our footsteps.
Brilliant. Whoa, that's marvellous. I really felt like I was there.
So did I.
Transported.
Thank you.
Fabulous. I'm quite nervous, the idea of them all got Kalashnikovs in their houses.
Yeah. Well, that's the point that I go inside when I think, that is automatic gunfire. I'm out of here.
So, you're a winner. Oh. And what have you won?
£250 in a currency of my choice from the post office. So, yeah, not to be sniffed at.
Not to be sniffed at all. So what are you going to do with your winnings?
Well, you'll probably think this is a joke, but I've already ordered a glockenspiel.
What?
trill.
Well, I thought, you know, if you're gonna get into the folk rock business at the advanced age of 58, you've got to choose the sexiest instrument.
You're getting into the folk rock business. Marvellous.
Yeah, I'm starting a band and I've got a glockenspiel on its way as we speak.
Oh, my word.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun with this.
Well, but that didn't cost £250. So.
Oh.
I do like, my favourite cocktail is the one invented by Ernest Hemingway called Death in the Afternoon. Yeah. So I will need to buy a bottle of absinthe and some champagne. And if there's anything left, I quite fancy some cashmere knickers.
A touch of luxury, that'll be.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So many different ways.
Fantastic. Well done you.
Oh, thank
well
you.
Done you.
And can I just say to anyone, have a go. 500 words on a travel piece, you know. I'm not saying, oh, it's easy or whatever. Look for, even if you're only going to Whitby for the weekend, look for the different story, not, you know, the usual bucket and spade and bag of chips. Mm. Go out on the fishing boat or something. Find something. Mm. You don't have to be someone who's gone across the Sahara on a motorbike.
No.
Or, you know, seen the sunrise over the Indian Ocean from a yacht. You know, just, you can write about anything.
Absolutely. I think that's good advice. And maybe you could even put 500 words down and send it in to enter our flash fiction competition.
Oh, yes.
Because the closing
date...
Do that first. Okay. The closing date for that's the midnight... on the 31st of January, so that's coming up fast. So I would get scribbling if I were you. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye.